Radio Chaser is brought to you by Anti-Vaxxers. They spell it with two X's, so you know how smart they are. Anti-Vaxxers.
2019, you really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yeah, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Radio Chaser today. Charles, Andrew and Zoe Norton Lodge. How you going, guys?
So well, Lee. So well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good to hear. Good. Yeah. You know what? You know why I'm really well, though, Charles and Zoe?
Why?
Because it's that time again. It's that time again when we're going to get a high-speed rail.
Oh.
You know how that time comes around every so often?
It's about every 4 years or so, isn't it, when something else is coming around?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, well, the Prime Minister, he's decided the time is right for to build another high-speed rail. This one's going to go all the way from, like, Adelaide through Melbourne through Sydney and Brisbane. It's very, very exciting. Here's the official statement from the PM.
Another stupid message from the Australian government.
Hi, I'm Prime Minister and Member for Scowling, Scott Morrison. There's an election coming and that means only one thing. I have to announce plans for high-speed rail. Now, as a Shire boy, I know trains. I once caught a train all the way from Sutherland to Guymia. But I was disappointed. For one thing, the train wasn't powered by coal, which gives me a stiffy when it burns. But I also noticed how slow the train was, even slower than my thought processes. That's why I'm announcing a high-speed train for Australia. It can get from anywhere to Guymia Station in 24 minutes flat. And we're going to do it the same way all the other fast train ideas were done. We'll consider the plans carefully and then accidentally lose them on a train.
Written and authorised by Scott Morrison. I'm talking much faster than Australian trains are ever likely to go.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to Radio Chaser on the way very soon. A Sydney cafe is about to be closed because of a mirror ball. Find out more about that. And Radio Chaser today, Charles, Andrew and Zoe Norton Lodge.
So, guys, you know, like, we're all so sort of thrilled and proud of our egg boy, our hero. And, you know, one thing that's been happening to him is he seems to have been just getting sort of all access passes to everything, right? Like, every single musician on the planet seems to have come out and said, you can have tickets to any of my concerts, you can get anywhere, right? So, yeah, I'm thrilled to figure out that actually the opposite seems to be happening to Fraser Anning, right? So, So Qantas have just come out and said they reckon they might ban him from the chairman's lounge, which is like the plush waiting room reserved for political and business top ranks. So I think that's...
Are they worried that people are going to just grab, you know, the eggs that they serve in the chairman's lounge and pelt them at him?
Yeah, exactly. They might waste a bunch of eggs. You've got to protect those eggs and keep Fraser Anning out.
Oh, so he's banned. I do hope Fraser, I hope the Hilltop Hoods, because I know they offered Egg Boy, I think, you know, lifetime pass. I hope they haven't banned Fraser Anning from their gigs because he'll be really disappointed he can't go to Hilltop Hoods anymore.
He'll be devastated. I don't know, guys, though, like, do you reckon our listeners have been banned from things? I reckon they're pretty upstanding people. Do you reckon any Triple M listeners have ever been banned from anything?
No.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know. We should ask. Have you been banned?
Okay, so 133353, have you ever been banned from anywhere, right? I'll kick things off. Okay,
learn for all for one, right? So what have you done?
I got banned from a Gloria Jeans.
What? You did.
So
how do you? What? Wow!
How
did you do?
Okay.
Did you make?
Was
the coffee too nice?
I didn't make any racist comments. No. Yeah. What happened was, I walked in to get a coffee. I walked across the floor of the Gloria Jeans. I got to the counter and people started screaming at me, screaming like in horror. And I kind of, it took, you know, some of those things take a little while to kind of sink in what's going on, right? And, like, I looked at the counter, where all the little pastries and that go, and it was empty. And then I realised the lights weren't on. And then I kind of looked at the floor, and basically this was an unopened cafe, right? It had not yet been opened. And they'd actually just varnished the floor and it was wet varnish. And I looked back and my footsteps had imprinted the entire way across the floor, right? So then I just I utterly panicked because I just ruined all these people's work, and I ran. I absolutely bolted out of there, making things literally twice as bad because I made, you know, the footprints on the way back out. And suffice to say, I was no longer welcome at that particular place. So I mean,
but you made your imprint on that Gloria Jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of Hollywood star style footprints.
That's so right. I'm not going to get my Hollywood star of fame, but I'm going to get my Gloria Jeans footprint, right?
We got Pat on the line. Pat, how you going, man?
Good, thanks. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Where have you been banned from?
I've been banned from the ACT in the early 2000s.
The entire place?
I was doing freight out of Sydney to the ACT. Anyway, I didn't realise that their 40K zones were all day. Anyway, midday, I got into Belconnen, and I saw these cops setting up and all that, so I put the cruise control on about 58Ks, and I thought, screw you guys, you aren't going to get me. Next thing you know, they pulled me over. Whoa. And get out of my heavy vehicle, and I said, guys, what's going on? You're doing 20Ks over. I said, I don't think so. It's 60. And they said, no, it's not. Anyway, cut a long story short, a few fines later, I didn't pay them, and I received a letter at home that I'm banned from driving in the ACT.
Wow.
That's probably a good thing, you know. It's a very boring place.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Can we top that, though, banning from a whole state? Graham from Liverpool's on the line. Graham, where have you been banned from?
G'day, mate. I got banned from the local Chinese shop because I'd order called up, order fried rice, and then I'd get the delivery driver to pick me up a pack of smokes on the way.
What, and they banned you?
Wow.
Wrong with that?
After a while, they caught on and they figured out that picking up smokes every single time, twice a week, wasn't the best idea.
Well, I would have thought the driver should be punished, really, not maybe not the customer.
Yeah, or maybe quit smoking and not the Chinese food. Maybe you got it the wrong way around there, Graham.
Max from the Central Coast, where have you been banned from?
McDonald's.
Oh, that's sad.
How?
I check my chips every single time I go through a drive-thru, and this certain McDonald's, actually, the chips weren't hot, so I said, oh, could I get a replacement of chips? And they asked me to park in the left-hand turning bay, and I refused to because I was in a bit of a rush. So the manager actually said, I'm going to take your license plate down and please don't ever come through here again.
What, just because you just didn't want cold chips?
Cold chips, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the turning bay, that's part of the Macca's experience, waiting in that turning bay. That's actually my favourite part of Disney Macca. I love waiting in the turning bay.
Ned from Peakhurst, take us home. Where have we been banned from? Ned.
G'day, Ned. G'day.
Good man.
Yeah, I got barred from the local golf club.
Oh, what'd you do?
Stole a bloke's putter.
Oh, well, I mean...
That'll do it.
He was getting the ball in the hole too many times that day. I couldn't stand it.
So you were justified, you're saying?
Yeah, well, I thought so, but then they gave me 3 months ban.
Oh, have you gone back now? Is it all good?
Yeah, it's all good now. It's all good.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, bring your own putters next time, eh?
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Anti-Vaxxers. It's catching on, just like measles. Anti-vaxxers.
We were talking yesterday about the fact that they've banned plastic cups at the SCG. And all these people sort of going on about how great that is for the environment and everything like that. But I was devastated. I hate the environment. and I love beer snakes. And it means there's not going to ever be any beer snakes ever again at the SCG.
I'm so sorry, Charles. But it's nice to see you have a passion.
I do. It's one of my favourite things. Yeah. So anyway, last night I got out the computer and I was browsing YouTube, just reliving famous beer snake moments, you know, over the years. You know, just sort of tearfully. I was crying. I'm man enough to admit that I was crying. But I came across this documentary from the BBC about beer snakes.
The beer snake. It's perhaps the most cunning of all the native Australian creatures.
Beer snake. Beer snake.
Its habitat, the test cricket. Here it gestates over hours in the laps of other animals native to the SCG. Yobbos, bogans, mouth breathers, and even that rare species, Glenn Maxwell fans.
Beer snake.
Eventually, it is ready to leave its nest, springing into life and soaring majestically above the heads of its many parents. One of the few plastic cup-based life forms on Earth, the beer snake's movements are erratic, but a thing of beauty, especially if you're very drunk.
Beer snake!
Beer snake!
Its mating ritual is unique. When two beer snakes meet, they immediately join together to form one longer snake.
Beer snake?
Beer snake.
Beer snake.
Beer snake. Beer snake.
Beer snake.
Beer snake. Beer snake.
Beer snake.
But alas, its life above ground is a short one. Within minutes of appearing, its mating dance raises the attention of its natural predator.
Security! Security coming through! Security!
Beer snake!
The security guard. A hairy and dim-witted creature swoops on its prey, tearing the beer snake apart with its bare hands in a ceremonial slaughter. The kill is accompanied by the baying and booing of the onlooking animals.
Beer snake! Beer snake! Beer snake!
The beer snake has met its fate. All that is left are stains of vomit from a catatonic Bevan in row 382 who contributed almost half the cups himself, and the stench of stale beer. But it is a wily creature, and another is already gestating. Such is the relentless onward march of the life of a beer snake.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Yeah, so guys, I know we've been pretty down on Sydney lately, all the rules and regulations, and you know, maybe it's time to give Sydney a break. Except it's not, because there is, I've just seen a story which really is maybe one of the worst ones, right? So this little bar in Surry Hills, right, wanted to install a mirror ball, but because of our dumb laws, that would reclassify it as a nightclub.
What?
And they'd be subject to all these new regulations, including having to serve all their drinks in plastic cups and basically be treated like a nightclub for having a mirror ball.
For having a mirror ball. Oh, man. Oh, that worries me, Zoe, because I might have to get the mirror ball out of my bedroom.
I mean, it is a bit of a worry. I think you should get the mirror ball out of your bedroom anyway, to be perfectly honest, Andrew. But, you know, guys,
it's ridiculous, these rules.
Oh, there's so many rules. But, like, look, they're not... There are actually some other rules. I mean, other ones that people don't know about, because there's so many stupid rules in New South Wales, in Sydney, that we, you know, we can't keep track of them. So I thought maybe we'd just go through a few facts on our rules about you know, Sydney.
Fact that's amazing.
So here's a fact. In Sydney, if you wear a hat at any time, you are technically at the races.
Fact.
If you can't remember Sydney's licensing hours, simply refer to the typical nap times for a 12-month-old baby.
Extremely factual.
In Sydney, bands are not allowed to play after 9 p.m. unless they've already brushed their teeth and are completely ready for bed.
Fact.
Here's a fact. Do you know that Mike Baird actually introduced the lockout laws to punish us because he was such a bore, not a single person in Sydney would go for a beer with him?
Definitely a fact.
I can't believe that. All outdoor chairs at Sydney cafes must feature at least two wobbly legs.
Patrons are not permitted to enter a bar after 10 p.m. unless they're wearing a cravat and speak with a posh English accent.
Fact.
If you're caught smiling in Martin Place between 8 and 9 p.m, you actually have to give Gladys one of your kidneys.
Extremely factual.
In Sydney, it is illegal to drive faster than 30 kilometres an hour, and it is also impossible to drive faster than 30 kilometres an hour.
Fact.
In Sydney, bands may now only play music from an approved list of artists. They include Mozart, Beethoven, or for youngsters who want something a bit more hip, Simon and Garfunkel.
Extremely factual.
There's one last fact. It's actually a positive one. Do you know you can actually get the first homeowner's grant in Sydney if you install a pokey in your bathroom?
Fact.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by Anti-Vaxxers. They're like people, but c***s. Anti-Vaxxers.
Guys, can I just say, like, it's really nice that anti-vaxxers have sponsored our show, because I just found this article. Can I just read you an article that I just found in the news? This is the headline, okay? There's a real article from today.
Mm.
Politician opposed to mandatory childhood vaccinations, hospitalized with chickenpox.
Oh.
Triple M Radio Chaser.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss?
Charles and Zoe, what do you reckon about this story? Is this cat's pyjamas good or cat's piss bad? Now, dogs, it's been discovered by scientists. They have found that dogs prefer to do a poo and a wee with their bodies aligned along the north-south axis. So I dogs mean, always...
Don't
face...
we all? Don't we all? Well, if I'm not aligned along the north axis, I'm just... I won't poo and wee. I won't do it.
You can't
I refuse.
East.
No.
Can't face east and lay a log?
Absolutely not. What, do you think I'm a monster? No, of course I can't.
You know,
that doesn't explain anything, because everyone in the eastern suburbs are full of shit. Oh, that does explain it. That totally explains it.
It does. And the dog. They're quite useful if you got lost with your dog too and you didn't have a compass. You could just wait for him to do a poo. Just go, oh, that way's north. I think it's cat's pajamas.
Or is it south though? You don't know.
Well, actually, I don't know. Yeah. Look, I don't know if it's... Yeah, you could get badly lost.
And it's like, you know, some of the scientists are curing cancer. Some of them are looking at whether the dogs shed north. Or
They measured thousands of dogs and they took out compasses and, you know, did urination charts and defecation. It's absolutely fascinating. I recommend you check it out.
Radio Chaser is brought to you by anti-vaxxers. They say they're afraid of autism, but really, they're afraid of ouchy needles. Anti-vaxxers.